We're back in committee. Everybody's sitting down. Everybody's good to go. Representative Grant, you are recognized to explain your bill, CSHB 525.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the committee for your grace. The nap I just had on the way in was much needed. Kidding aside, members, we are dealing with House Bill 525 right now. I just came from presenting House Bill 523. The two are intertwined. And so, Mr. Chair, with a little bit of latitude, maybe a 30-second description of the underlying policy so that the public records exemption makes sense.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Members, all this bill really does is put into place a collaborative effort between our tax collectors and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to more efficiently process concealed weapons permits at local tax collectors if the tax collector decides that they do want to opt in and if they work with the department to maintain consistency across the state. The premise or the reason for it is not only the overwhelming backlog at the department right now, but the upcoming and impending renewals as renewals have to be processed. And so that is, in effect, the policy. Members, the public records exemption would just bring the information at the tax collector level under the exact same treatment that it is currently had, that it is currently given with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Grant. Are there any questions on the bill? There is a question. Representative Fresno, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Grant, just real quick, when you mentioned the fact that it was an opt-in, obviously, from the tax collectors, and you put the caveat so long as there is consistency throughout the state, is the standard for that consistency embedded in your bill, or is it going to be a work in progress based on the tax collectors and what they find to be that standard?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. They've got to work with the department, and so the department, DACS, will work with each tax collector. For the most part, this has been something that I don't want to say universally, because I'm sure somebody can find one. I think you'll hear from tax collectors today that are very supportive of it, have been working with the department. It's a multi-year initiative, and so I don't think there's really any ambiguity. I think the department just wants to be able to maintain kind of the quality assurance, so to speak, to make sure that a tax collector is not processing these in any different manner than they're currently being processed directly by the department right now.
Just a quick follow-up. Thank you, sir. So the standard for uniformity expected from the tax collectors that opt in is going to be established by the department and not created by individual tax collectors?
Recognized.
Let me try it another way, and I apologize. The tax collectors are not going to be able to create their own process. They are going to have to do exactly what the department is doing right now. And the department has the ability to tell them you are not doing things the way that they are currently done.
Any other questions? Representative Rangel, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, currently, basically what this is doing is it kind of doing exactly what's already in the books as far as what the Department of Agriculture is doing.
You're recognized.
Yeah, and I tried to give a little bit of a snapshot with the policy, and I apologize, but directly to your point, if I want to get a concealed weapons permit right now, I've got to go through the training course, I've got to do the fingerprinting, I've got to have my documentation, and I can do one of two things. I can go to a Department of Agriculture Consumer Services office, or I can mail it in. The department would tell you that it has been overwhelming over the last several years, the number of applications that have been coming in. There have been instances where somebody has mailed a process in and the backlog has been so significant by the time that the check is opened, banks are rejecting the applicant's check because of the delay to get there. And so all this is doing is allowing the tax collectors to work with the department. I think the department would tell you that if we don't go this route, that the department will be coming to us as these renewals come up, asking for additional FTEs and asking for the authority to use the trust fund money that's also involved in the bill to do the exact same thing.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, I guess the local tax collectors, will they have the availabilities to be able to do the fingerprinting and photo taking and all that?
Sure. And I probably should have taken a minute and a half instead of 30 seconds just to try and cover everything. There's a fiscal impact of the bill. We just came out of the appropriation side on the policy. The fiscal is coming directly out of the trust fund, concealed weapons trust fund. There's no general revenue involved, and that fiscal is specifically tied to the equipment and the FTEs needed to process it. So that fiscal appropriation is there. The tax collectors are not going to be told that they have to do this or that they have to pay for the equipment to be able to do this. That fiscal is included in this.
Thank you.
Representative Campbell, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Grant, in other words, so the process will remain the same. The only thing will change, the tax collector will be in charge of that, correct?
So, Mr. Chair, thank you. So we're adding a third option. One of your constituents can choose to go to their local tax collector. They have a convenience fee under this bill. if they want to go handle it all at once so that there is a net neutral effect from kind of the way the revenue is shared currently. FDLE gets their portion. The department gets their portion. I have the option now to drive to a Department of Agricultural Consumer Services office. I can mail it in, or I can go to my tax collector and pay an additional $22 for a first-time license and a $12 for a renewal, and handle it all in-house at the tax collector in one fell swoop, and the tax collector working with the department.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you. So I believe you've covered 523. Could you speak to 525, sir?
Mr. Chair, if I...
You recognize.
A little latitude with Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Yes. So 525 is simply the public records exemption that brings the department under the exact same parameters that brings the tax collectors under the exact same parameters and protection that the department currently has. But the answer is yes, I did cover it.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is there public testimony? There is. There is Tim Qualls. Wave in support, Florida Tax Collectors. Carol Jordan. You are recognized.
Yes, sir, if I may. I'm the tax collector from Indian River County, chairman and committee members. Good afternoon. I'd just like to say that the majority of the tax collectors collectively wanted to make application to be able to handle the concealed weapon permit applications only. It's something that we feel fits right in with what we do now. Driver's license requires the CDL, the commercial driver's license, requires hazmat, requires the fingerprinting. We certainly do pictures with driver's license. We examine thousands of documents on a daily basis, and we just feel like this is a really good fit for us. It's totally customer service oriented. It allows us to our local customers, our local tax payers, to come into the office and apply for their concealed weapon permit application, just their application, along with maybe their driver's license, maybe they're paying their taxes or whatever they might do in our office, with a friendly smile and good customer service.
Thank you very much, Ms. Jordan. Is there any questions for Ms. Jordan? Thank you very much. Appreciate it coming up here. Randy Mask. Wave in support, Randy Mask. Thank you, Mr. Mask. Is there any more public testimony? Is there a debate? There's debate. Vice Chair Ahern, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I checked with my tax collector, Diane Nelson, in Pinellas County, and she supports the bill. Thank you.
Any other debate? Seeing none, Representative Grant, you are recognized to close on CSHB 525. Wave close. Sean, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yeah.
Cummins.
Yes.
Present. Fullwood. Ingram,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Rangel,
yes.
Slusberg.
Yes. By your vote, CSHB 525 is reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Grant. Great bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And with this, I believe we're completed here, and Representative Combi moves, we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.